This year I'm celebrating Easter with my parents and two of my oldest nephews. And it's been at least 10 years since I've been able to celebrate Easter with family. In my whole priesthood and seminary days, I had to be here. I had to be celebrating, and they live all the way back in Cincinnati. But my parents and two of my nephews were able to join us for Easter and to be here all the way to Thursday. And it's always great to be with family. I know so many of your families are gathered here today and gathered around the world for these celebrations. And of course, I love our past together, but also that we've grown up. You know, I'm not a little boy anymore, even though I still have some of the same tendencies. I'm not just a little boy to my parents anymore. But I'm sure I gave my parents some grief growing up. You have some mothers and some grandmothers here. I could see some heads nod if your children gave you some grief. Maybe you had to repeat yourself a lot. I think that comes par for the course in being a parent. And one thing my mom repeated over and over and over to me, it was probably the four words I heard most from her growing up, was this: "Look for it, Chad." "Mom, where's my baseball glove?" "Look for it, Chad." I did. "Look for it again." "Where's the matching sock to this one?" "Look for it, Chad." It's kind of become a family joke. That's often what she'll have to say. "Look for it, Chad. Look for it. Look for it." And I think this seeking, this looking, this searching is actually something very well known to each of us. Each of us in our lives look, we search, we seek. We're seeking all kinds of different things at times. And we even find ourselves seeking the Lord. We find ourselves looking for Him, even in dark places, even in dark memories and difficulties that we find ourselves trapped in. We look for God in those places. We seek Him. We search Him out. Even maybe you can relate to the characters in the gospel today, Mary Magdalene and John and Peter. On that first Easter morning, they went looking for our Lord, and they couldn't find Him. In the darkness of that Good Friday, they couldn't find Jesus. And so they got up early in the morning, it said, and they went in search for Him. They went seeking Him. And they went to an empty tomb. I have a picture here in front of the pulpit today. This is one of my favorites. It's of John and Peter running to the empty tomb. And if you could see it up close, you'll see the disbelief and the fear in their faces. They're looking for Jesus. They're seeking Him. They're looking at the disbelief and the darkness of their own situation, and they're in search of the one whom they love. And some might even characterize this searching or this seeking to be the essence of our faith, that it's man, it's woman seeking God, searching for God. Some might say that's the essence of religion. But there's a bit of a difference between our faith and the Judeo-Christian understanding. In every other religion of the world, that could be said. Religion is man, it's woman seeking and searching for God. But in the Judeo-Christian tradition, it's not just me seeking God. It's turned on its head. For our understanding of faith and religion, it's God seeking me. It's a rescue mission. That's how we understand our faith. That we, when we were lost, when we were enslaved, when we were imprisoned in our sin, Christ died for us. The Father so loved the world that he sent his only Son to save us. We weren't seeking him. We weren't searching for him. He came in seeking us first. He came in search of me. That's one of the great differences of our faith. We read about it all the way starting in the Old Testament. It was God who created the world. He took the initiative. He formed our first parents, Adam and Eve. Then he reached out to Abraham and his descendants. He took the initiative. It was God who led Moses and the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, through the Red Sea, and into the promised Holy Land. And all the way to Jesus, God was searching for lost sheep. He was searching for those who had turned their backs on him, seeking us in our sinfulness, in our unworthiness, looking for us in our own tombs. And that's where Jesus went. He went to his own tomb, borrowed from a stranger. He even went into the underworld seeking lost souls. Between Good Friday and Holy Saturday, the church understands that Jesus is searching even in the silence of the world. There are great Christian depictions of this, great icons of Jesus descending into the netherworld, reaching into tombs and pulling out Adam and Eve and those who had been dead but waiting for a Savior. That's why we have joy at Easter. We who were lost, and we who are lost at times in our own sin, in our own tombs, in our own prisons, meet a Savior. God searching for me. God redeeming and saving me. And so let us rejoice in that today. We have an opportunity today to renew that relationship, that covenant with Jesus. In just a few moments, each of us, the baptized, will renew our baptismal promises, where we'll say, yes, I do reject sin. I do reject Satan and all his lure and all his empty show. And yes, I do believe in God. I do receive Jesus and the new life that he's given me. So today, as we renew that faith, remember, it's not just you seeking God. But first, it's him seeking you.